Department heads, volunteers, and community members have been lobbying the assembly to fill the jobs for the better part of a year. The fire department job will add a paid staffer to respond to both fire and ambulance calls and to train medical volunteers. One longtime volunteer, EMT Rexanne Stafford, made her case again for filling that job.
You know, in my personal and professional opinion as an EMT, I feel it's the council's responsibility to put the safety of this community first, before anything else. Safety has to come first.
The assembly has heard about an increase in medical calls in the community and volunteers who have been stretched thin to be on call 24/7. Assemblymember Taylor Norheim was among those supporting that position.
I think public safety is, I know it's up there at the top of priorities, and with the increased call volumes and stress and all that stuff, it has to be paid for. I mean, I feel like it'd be incredibly irresponsible at this point to not do it, and maybe there's a different solution to this, but that's later on down the road, and I just think it's been kicked off for too long to just keep ignoring it as irresponsible.
The assembly passed a budget this year that includes funding for both the fire department job and a second sergeant's position in the police department. However, in July, a shorthanded assembly voted against filling them over concerns for future state spending cuts. Mayor Mark Jensen still has those concerns.
I'm kind of on the fence on how to vote on this. I probably will not support this because I don't know if this is going to be something we're going to be able to fund in perpetuity. And unless we decide to cut somewhere else from our budget, I'm just worried that at some point we're going to be out of money.
The vote was 6-1 for the firefighter EMS coordinator, with Mayor Jensen the only no vote. Meanwhile, the police sergeant's job is not a new one, but it's one that the borough looked at eliminating with the budget crunch in the past year. The assembly's July decision prompted the police chief to announce his department would no longer offer 24/7 coverage by his officers because of a staffing shortage. Chief Jim Kerr again tried to convince the assembly to approve the hire.
You guys pay us to do our job to the best of our ability, and these positions are basically us telling you we need this to do our job to the best of our ability.
Officers have been working overtime with that job unfilled, going over that budgeted amount by around $60,000 a year ago. Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay, attending by phone, thought the state is entering a new era with the departure of Donna Ardoin, the former director of the state's Office of Management and Budget in the Dunleavy administration.
Where maybe at the state level they can think less about the false sense of financial bankruptcy and really come to terms with the actual moral bankruptcy of asking communities like ours to make these kinds of tough decisions. So these are budgeted positions that I'm excited to support, and I'm thankful that we're coming with this discussion again.
The Dunleavy administration and state legislators have signaled they do still expect more state cuts next year. Assemblymember Bob Lynn was concerned with another increase in property taxes locally if the state eliminates school bond debt reimbursement.
If we lose, we have to pay the school bond debt. I'm not in favor of raising taxes in Service Area 1 at all. Well, that's a 5% hit. So if we approve this, I'll be very interested to see how much, what we're willing to cut in order to make things balance here if we approve this.
Lynn joined Jensen in voting against the police sergeant hire, but it passed on a 5-2 vote. The police job is expected to cost around $127,000 in salary and benefits, while the fire department job could cost around $94,000 annually. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.